Davening. Sorry. Okay. It's only davening. It's all about davening Sunday morning. No. I wish. Okay.
Heimish.org /live stream.
Okay. So we said last week that that Rav Itchemeyer told us that the Zuhi Shleimus HaTfila, just to go through this quickly to get us back our minds back in here, that this is the this is really the pinnacle of tefillah, is lahagia, is to come, lahakara yoser chazaka biyichud Hashem Yisbarach, is to come to a greater recognition of the oneness of Hashem. Umemela lechibur amuk yoser imo Yisbarach, and then what happens because of that, when you come to a greater recognition, is that you come to a deeper connection. Ba'ofen shal yedea tefillah yakir yoser b'metzias Hashem Yisbarach. Through tefillah, you come to recognize more in the reality called God. Vishu yachid ba'olamo, and that he is one single in his world. V'yargish v'yichya oso b'chol inyan, and you sense it, and then you live it in every aspect of your life. In the footnote here, this is what I wanted to see, really, is the footnote he says, v'zet sod ha-shevach sheba tefillah. We asked last week, how do the various parts of tefillah fit into this goal? We have parts where we're asking for health and wealth and kibbutz golios and all different things. And our question that we were exploring was, how does that fit into, if the goal is just come closer to Hashem, then really what tefillah should be is a meditation about being close with Hashem, as opposed to getting, so to speak, distracted by the toenail, that my ingrown toenail, right? So to speak, it's really those become a distraction, because then you're just thinking about your Yeshus, like you, and you're not thinking about the reality of Hashem. So how do you put these two together? So in the footnote, he kind of addresses this while addressing other parts of tefillah. So he says like this, V'zeh sod ha-shevach shebetefillah. This is the idea of the praise that we find in tefillah. We know much of our tefillah, much of our siddur-based prayer is centered around the praise of Hashem. Sha'amur Rabbi Seinu, that even the rabbi set it up, Shatzarach lomar shevach, that you need to open with praise, va'achar kach bakasha, and then you can get to your requests, va'achar kach shuv shevach, and then you come back to praise. And if you look at the pattern that they built the tefillah in, it follows this pattern. So he makes a comment, ki be'emes, rak al yedei chelek ha-shevach v'hoda, only through the praise and recognition, those sections of davening, shuhu hargashas yichudo v'kirvaso yisparach, that's really the complete picture of tefillah, is that starting with the praise of Hashem gives you that framework of recognition of Hashem's oneness. Why? Ki shevach, because praise, in Yana, what's the idea of praise? Is lahavin, ulahargish, as gadlos Hashem yisbarach, is to recognize and then get a sense of, some sensory feeling, at least in your heart, the greatness of Hashem. Umitoch kach lahakir chazak shakol Hashem yisparach oseh. And from that recognition and sense that you have, then you start recognizing everything is Hashem's doing. V'hakol tov gamar. And you go to your emuna knowledge that everything is good, completely good. V'lehanos me'etzem hadibur imo. And to actually gain satisfaction, I feel this is like a major line. V'lehanos, and to gain satisfaction and pleasure, me'etzem hadibur imo, from just the fact that I am standing and talking to Hashem. Aval imrak mevakesh bakashos. But if your tefillah, if your prayer is just the time that you read your list of your shopping list of needs, if it's only a mevakesh bakashos, if you whittle down prayer into just requesting things, af shegam ze yakar ma'od, even though that is very precious to Hashem, because in the end of the day, there's a certain preciousness that has, that one of his children is coming to him and asking him for things, right? It's like the kid that goes away to yeshiva, right? And the only time he calls is, Dad, can you send me $20? Or do you think you can load my debit card with some cash? So if that's the extent of the relationship, while there's something missing, it is true that the father is still happy that his phone rang and he looked at it and it said, my dear son, Yaakov, right? The father is still happy with that. But it's yakar ma'od. It's very precious. Mikol makom ein zeh ha-tachlis. That's not the point. That's not the pinnacle. That's not the highest point of prayer. Is not just to read your laundry list. The Zuha Siba, and this is exactly the reason, says Rav Itchemeyer, Shaharbe mispalalim velo nosim, that there are many people that daven velo nosim, and they don't they're not uplifted. They're not uplifted. They don't feel anything, right? Could you say that that's a challenge? That they do the prayer, but they don't feel anything. V'nishbarim mizeh, and they walk out of prayer broken from this. And it develops over time, right? These are scabs and wounds that develop over time. This feeling of brokenness can develop over time. It can develop over, you know, it depends on which grade you started being forced to daven. But like, it could develop in kindergarten already. You're like, I asked for a baby boy, and my mora said, like, just ask Hashem what you want, and then my mommy had a baby girl, right? Whatever it was, right? But it develops over time, and then your askings get a little bit bigger and a little bit more complex, and now you're talking to him about certain trades that you're doing on the market and whatever, you know, it's like certain business dealings or higher in yanim about the family, but you're asking, you're requesting, and you're not feeling anything about prayer. Bezek kore, and this happens, this feeling happens, machmas shehim mechapsim rak hatzlacha gashmis, o afilu ruchnis. People are seeking success, both in physical and even in spiritual things. So even if you're davening, you think you're davening on a very high level, you're davening for Hashem that you should have success in your learning, or that you should be able to achieve a certain thing in your spirituality. Very high things. Aval enam tofsim she'ikar hatfila hi asagas elokus. But really what you're doing is only 1% of what prayer actually is, which he says the completion of prayer, or the real full picture, is that tefillah, prayer, is meant to give you a recognition of godliness, v'hiskashrus im Hashem Yisbarach, and real binding and connection with Hashem. So he says, it's no wonder, this is his comment, right? It's no wonder that people engage in tefillah, even on a high level, that they're coming to Hashem asking for what they need, but they're not feeling anything from it, is because it's true that what you're doing is very precious to Hashem, and there's a certain connection being formed, and you're deepening that connection. But your mind, your awareness, your being present is not with Hashem. Your being present is with your needs, whether they be physical or spiritual. It could be on a positive thing. You're davening for physical things that you need. You're davening for spiritual things. But your awareness is not on a connection with Hashem. Va'af shebevadai kol tefillah poelas. Says, of course, every tefillah does something. Avalim mechavnim b'chol davar rak la'atzmam. But if your intention of everything is only for the thing itself, urechokim minukudas ha'emes, and really you're far away from the point of truth of prayer, azay yesh kitrogim ala tefillah. So he says, in the spiritual worlds, there's such a thing as prosecutors that could come on a prayer. And if you don't send it, this is like, or the way I imagine, is like putting something in the mailbox. You wrote the address, you wrote the return address, but you stuffed some papers in that envelope, so it weighs a little bit over the 54 or whatever cents they're up to, right? So you really needed a second stamp. So if someone's paying attention to that tefillah, they recognize that although you addressed it the correct way and it could fly through the system and get their USPS, it'll get to its destination. But if anyone pays attention, it's not packaged the correct way because it's a little bit overweight and therefore it needs another stamp, right? It's like paying for, you know, first class, and then you bring it to the post office and they tell you, oh, you need to add another dollar of postage because this package that you put it in, the box that you put it in, is too big. So he says, what you're doing is sending a letter to Hashem that says, this is what I need, it's not packaged the right way. And now there could be things that attack that prayer. The truth is that it can be very challenging for that prayer to get to where it needs to get to. Aval misha mispalo, but someone who's davening, and when you think about this as like the intention of your prayer, someone who's davening, kidei legalos es Hashem yisparach besoch atzmo ubechol haolam. Someone who's davening and comes to davening and says, my intention here is to reveal Hashem inside of myself and inside of the world. Ulhidabik bo b'yeser se'es, and to hold on to Hashem. My intention is that I want to develop, hold on to Hashem with a greater power and with greater might. Azai, kevan shematarasso nechona. Now your packaging is correct. Now you have the right amount of stamps on your davening, right? You've put it in the right box, in that first class box, that flat rate postage box. You've put it in the right box. Now he's using the power of tefillah, b'shvil mashehu noed, exactly for what it's there for. Then, azay tefilaso poelas b'shleimus. Then your tefillah is actually, you'll find that if that's the intention of your tefillah, then you'll find that you struggle less with I'm not feeling anything from tefillah. Because there's a great siyata d'shmaya, you've put it in the right package. That tefillah, that prayer, which is a step in towards the relationship of Hashem, leaning into that, that tefillah is packaged correctly. And that tefillah can make salvations and can really do incredible things. Ubevadai. Now he says, like, you know, star, asterisk. Ubevadai, of course. And this is a question that we all have. Gam mishem ispalo karoi. Even a person who davens correctly with these intentions. My strip everything away. My intention in prayer is to take a step into my relationship with Hashem. Take a step forward and deepen my relationship with Hashem. He says, even someone who does that, lipamim lokeach zman, at times it can take time. It's a avoda. It takes not time in a day, but it takes time to develop this in your life. Velo tamid hahashpa nimshachas miyad. And of course, sometimes you don't feel that closeness immediately or the effects of the tefillah. What?
Sometimes you feel nothing.
Ach, tsarich lizkor, but you need to remember, of course you need to remember, shebechol tefillah, that in every prayer, ha'ikr hu lahamshich es hamochin, the main point is to increase your,
awareness,
your awareness, your connectivity of your brain to Hashem. Like connecting your atzmius, what is, what you identify with, the part of you that you like think about all day long, that's that like ball, right? Banging around in your head, right? That part of you is to increase that part's connection to Hashem. You need to remember, dehainu sha'adam yakabel es ha'akara v'ha'asaga v'ha'argasha ha'yosar amuka b'Hashem yisparach, that a person should be, his intention should be to accept, to engage in a greater and deepening of a relationship with Hashem, v'yaskarev elov yosar, to come closer to him, l'fi madrigaso, according to his level. Obviously, as you mature in your learning, in your Yiddishkeit, as you mature as a person, as your every step forward you take with Hashem, you now have a different level that you need to deepen. It's l'fi madrigaso, but he says that v'zen nase miyad, that happens immediately. Meaning, if the nothing feeling, what he's indicating is that nothing feeling sometimes comes because we allow the request part of davening to take over, right? And when you allow the request part of davening to take over, you're only doing a very small part of the big picture. The big picture is deepening your relationship. So really the prayer, what we're saying here is start your intention of davening from Hinini Muchan Muzuman. I'm preparing myself, like if you wanted to have a 1 second thought before, is Hinini Muchan Muzuman what? To step into my relationship with Hashem. And you have that in mind, and he says the other elements of tefillah are parts of that picture. We still have to answer how it fits in, if it's whether it's a distraction or not. But when you say it like that, you understand why Chazal said that you must have kavana in the beginning part of Shmon Esrei. What's the beginning part of Shmon Esrei? Any requests in there? Not really. Just a statement about God. The God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Right? He is a Magen, Moshiach. He is this. It's like a statement, a praise.
You start with open my lips. Like it starts with that prayer, which is...
What's that? Open my lips. What is that? Although it's a request, but what is it?
Give me the words because I don't even have the words.
Give me the words because you're the one who has all the words. It's like I'm nothing in front of you. And with that recognition, you then take three steps forward. It's like I'm here with Hashem. We talked about that. Like that, this meditation that you could do is that like you're stepping into Hashem's chamber. That's those three steps forward, right? Three steps back, set you up. I'm ready to do it. Okay, now three steps forward, I'm stepping into Hashem's chamber. Now what am I doing here? Right? What am I doing here? I'm standing face to face with Hashem. What am I doing here? So stop. I think what he's saying is, stop focusing on I'm here to read my list that I've prepared. Right? I'm not here to read my list. Is open up with exactly how Chazal wrote this down. You are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, right? My God and the God of my forefathers. When you start with that part of tefillah, you're now talking about making statements about Hashem and analyzing them or you know, pinging those statements with your own intellect and with your own awareness and saying, what does it mean, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? What does that mean? What's the difference between these? What does it mean when we make a statement, he is my God and the God of my forefathers? That means that, like, there's an incredible moment there where you're like, holy cow. I used to do in yeshiva in Baltimore. I used to look up at the stars. There's like some, I don't know what it is, Orion's belt. There's like three stars like this across. And I remembered in La Jolla, where my parents were, I remembered looking up and seeing the same stars. And I used to look up in yeshiva on the East Coast. And I used to say, it's incredible. Like, I'm so close to my parents. Like, there's, I'm looking at one thing. And like, from that place, you can look at the same exact thing. It's like, I'm right next to them. I know, right? As a ninth grader, as a really homesick ninth grader. But when you say Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, it's like this immediate connection. It's the same Hashem that Avraham turned to. It's the same Hashem that Yitzchak, that commanded Yitzchak to be on the Akedah. It's the same Hashem that like talked to Yaakov Avinu and Yosef and the Avos. And like, it's this immediate connection. It's like, wow, that's a deep connection. Now you let the prayer flow from that place. And then I think what he's indicating is that then that feeling is something that you can walk away with. If you're paying attention, again, it's a challenge. And we talked about Kavana, and it's a challenge to clear your mind and to be able to pay attention to these words. But if you just pay attention to the simple meaning of the words and understanding them and understanding that it's coined, it's a matbea, it's a coin. This is something that was minted by Chazal that knew all the intentions, like what Mark is giving us. Chazal knew all of that, and they wove it into the words without you even knowing that you're unlocking some of that, right? You're unlocking that just by saying these words. But shift your focus of davening. It's not to get past the first part so I can get to Barech Aleinu, Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashana Azos, right? So, okay, God, yeah, you're awesome. Now, can we get some money, please? Can we get some money, right? Can I get some health, right? I have a great Aunt Sally. She needs a refuah shleima, right? I know this person going into surgery. Can we get some help? Shift your focus. Shift your focus to the beginning of davening. Let the other parts flow afterwards, but let them flow from a place. What he's saying is let them flow from a place where the point of what I'm doing is deepening my relationship. We talked about a little bit in those paragraphs. Maybe we'll get there. So look at exactly. Look at Rifa'enu. Rifa'enu says, heal us, Hashem, because you are the healer. Right? My theory is that the real important part of that line is because you are the healer. Right? You throw yourself at Hashem and you say, Hashem, heal us because we got no chance without you.
So then shouldn't that be the first part of the...
Maybe that's really what it is in Hebrew. It says, Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafa. Rafa'enu Hashem, heal us Hashem, we're nothing, we can't do anything without you, v'nei Rafa, and we will be healed. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. It's one thought, one idea. We'll go through it. I don't know. When you read it like that, it's like, ah, breakfast of champions. Oh, baby, you got butter on it? Okay. Parv?
We don't know if it's fleshic or not.
It might be fleshic parv. It might be fleshic popcorn. Okay, it's risky. No, you can't eat it with most things. It's probably not fleshic. It's fleshic.
Definitely not fleshic.
It's probably not challenged in the popcorn machine. Maybe right next
maybe
to it.
The same
this is his comment here. There's more, obviously, you should see the whole thing about prayer over here, but this, I just wanted to pull that out. I have one more part. Maybe we'll do it next Sunday in Ritz Hashem. Thoughts, ideas?
It's a good thing you didn't know the right postage when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
If you're praying for a little brother... work.
Yeah.
One of us wouldn't be here this morning.
Well, listen.
I knew I should have davened harder.
Should have davened harder. Exactly. Exactly. But, Rabbi Mizels, what do you say about this?
You got a little brother.
What do you say about it? I did. I got a couple different ones. Yeah. Right.
Soon.
Right. It wasn't. By then, I didn't even know what was going on at home. They just called me and said, "There's a baby." I was looking at the stars in yeshiva. I feel like there's a new baby in the family.
I don't think Ephraim meant
to live. No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. What do you think? Comments?
Just enjoying right now.
Okay. I don't know. Ravitcher Meyer is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Really, every word here.
He's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still alive. Very much.
He's actually saying Kiddush right now.
Yes.
For
Shabbos.
Oh, he's one. Okay.
Yeah. In biggest Shabbos, he's 11.
Can they say sometimes like he'll come out like Shachris by Chatzos, like you know, everyone goes like saying Kiddush.
Shachris by Chatzos. Shachris on a regular day ends up being around Chatzos. Doesn't mean he's in bed until
that's
around midday.
He has to punch in the garbage cans by Shalosh. There's no.
Probably.
That was the Richard Meyer.
Yeah? Could be. Can I read one more line? Because then we could move on next week. One more line. One more footnote. Kasher Adam Mivakesh Estracha, when a person is asking for his needs in prayer, Munach Bazet, it's meaning, if you come with the right intentions, then inside of your requests, Munach Bazet is resting or is placed inside of there, Shehu Mivakesh Yisrabe or Ashchina. That really what you want is that the light of the divine presence should be increased. V'yisgala kivodo bipoel, or v'yisgala kivodah. And the light of the Shekhinah and the honor of the Shekhinah, the divine presence, should be revealed in real, make it real. U'memela yehe shefa libruin. In the end of the day, where does all blessing come from? It comes from a revealing of the divine presence. So if your idea in prayer is, I need more Hashem in my life, so I'm going to spend time with Hashem in prayer, right? That's your bottom line, or that's your intention in prayer. So when you come to ask Hashem, I need money, it ends up being a very different request. It ends up being like, Hashem, I really worked this through. And in order to decrease this anxiety level that I have about whatever inyan it is that you're requesting, or in order to talk really super high level. Okay, let's talk high level. In order to be able to not feel anxious every time I have to give a little bit of tzedakah, or in order that I can be a better father and take this off my mind, be a better husband, be a better person, in order that I can, I need a little bit more cheese. You know, send me some more cheese. But it becomes a much more elevated request, is because your whole intention of davening is to bring Hashem more into my life. So now it's not like two parts. I need more Hashem in my life, but I also need some cash, right? Or I need more Hashem in my life, but health would be really awesome for Aunt Sally, right? It's not, they're not separated. They're not like now divorced from each other, but rather I need more Hashem in my life. And part of that is, how does this bracha, how will that make more Hashem in my life? How will health allow me to have health? Allow me not to have to take a kid to the pediatrician. You know, I have blessed with kids, but every week that we have to figure out how to get an appointment with the pediatrician, right? For a runny nose. It's not like divorce. It's like they're much, very much connected. Hashem, I want you more in my life. I want to be a vehicle to reveal you in the world. Hashem, health would allow this to happen. Health would ease some of the burden and some of the pain in my life, which would allow me to have that Yishuv Hadas. Money would help that. And now think about the flow of davening. It's not so weird that we ask for, you know, the temple to be rebuilt, Jerusalem. Like, these things now fit in, is because if ultimately what I need is more Hashem in my life, then the ultimate goal is I need the Beis HaMikdash, I need David HaMelech's kingdom to be put back. Ultimately, I need peace, completion, wholeness in my life in order to bring Hashem more out into the world. Like, these all now fit in. It's not like, okay, get yourself out of the way. Health, wealth, das, you do some klops and malchets, and you get that out of the way. And then you're like, okay, now it's time to be holy. Let's daven for Mashiach. Let's daven for some holy stuff. No, it's like one big picture. It all fits in. Now it all fits in. It's all about, I need more Hashem in my life. One more line. Sorry. U'b'chol eis shezochin l'ispa'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then every time, every moment that we get to daven with Hashem, I promise I have a bracket. V'chozrim ala bakashos shuv v'shuv. And we come back to those requests again and again. It's repetitive in nature. HaKol hu l'tzorech tikunei hashchina. Everything is there to fix up the Shechina, which is in Golos. The divine presence, which is in Golos, which there's a veil in front of it. It's all to bring that into my life in a revealed way. L'orer rachmei Hashem yisparach. To be ma'orer, to awaken the mercy of Hashem. L'hashpia or atzum shelo yuchal lios mustar al yedea klipos. To just reveal a great reality of Hashem without any coverings. V'yiru kol basar ki pi Hashem diber. And everyone will see that it's the word of Hashem pulsing through our lives. And that's, just think about, I don't know, this is these were big words for me. Just wanted to share them.
Mordechai.
Sorry.
Has like a face.
I missed the big words.
No, they were big words. Okay, you have to read it. You have to read it.
Okay, you have one more.
After, yeah, have homework.
It's one more line.
It's in the brackets. Just one more line. Just one more line. Yeah, that's, you know, just, and I don't know. I find that in the words Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, Hashem open my mouth, is like really great time to just set yourself up. Slow down. Slow, right? Everything until then is like you got it, you do psukei dezimra. Obviously there's a purpose, there's a purpose to every part of tefillah, but in the end of the day the pace of everything is like moving. Take a moment, Hashem, I'm talking to you straight. Hashem, Sefasai Tiftach, open my lips. I got nothing without you. Right? Now you start Shmon Esrei. Right? Ufi Yagid Tilasecha, and the ultimate outcome of this is that my mouth should be able to speak your praises. Now you step into davening.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
The Nefesh Chaim flips this on his head, and I think it gets the same thing. But the Nefesh Chaim says that the brachas in the beginning are to convince you that God's interested. So that when we get to the conversation of asking, is that Hashem's will is actually what you want. Or like he loves you so much, he's so there, he's so much a gomal chasadim tovim and an ozer that you don't have to think that he's too far away for you to be able to talk to him. You come out with the same result of being closer to God, but it's because you have to convince ourselves that God's interested in him.
He's a machaya mason. Can you imagine before you ask him anything, you come to the recognition that he can take a dead person and whoop, they're alive. Like, how powerful is that Hashem that I'm about to now have a relationship with, right? Yeah. That's awesome.
Believe that.
That's the point of davening, is to work on that belief. Is to work on that. To work on that. When I say relationship, I mean believing that there's a relationship.
I heard a great idea about that. It starts with he resurrects the dead, mm-hmm. right? Then he supports the falling, then he heals the sick, and then he frees the jailed, right? It went pretty much downhill from there. It should have went the other way, right? So the idea is that you have to see the Mater Asurim and the Red Fechelim just like the Mechayim Mason.
Yeah.
Meaning if you heard that a woman gave birth to a tree or a baby grew out of the ground, you would think it's nuts.
Right.
But it's also as nuts that a tree grows out of the ground and a woman can give birth to a baby. There is no difference between Mechayim Mason and Mater Asurim.
Very good. Awesome.
That's why it's like,
oh, that's great.
Weird examples, man.
It's good examples. I like that. He's thinking about trees.
Literally in that book. It's not my example.
That's awesome.
Too, when that line on resurrect the dead, the traditional understanding, when you read these regular books that talk about what the things mean, they'll talk about the resurrection, but that's not... It's a broader meaning of resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
It's all the references to what being a dead man is.
Very true also.
Not married, someone who's blind. But what is blind?
Not children.
Someone who doesn't
right.
believe in anything. Like all the...
All those indications
all
that are in
things,
there, right?
That's it's saying
right.
that it means...
Yeah. Right.
Not just the typical resurrection at the end of the world.
Right.
Right.
It also answers like you think you're too small. You think you're too small for Hashem to care.
Very similar to his whole idea of you read yesterday.
Yes.
But the question.
Shkoyach.
It's kind of like a catch.
Yeah, let's go. Let's see.
It's kind of like a catch 22 because.